FM 90.3 WJTL with Phil Kagi and I Must Tell Jesus. It's now 10:33. Coming up on December 17th, there's a special Christmas tour coming to the Giant Center in Hershey featuring Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, and Jordan Smith, season 9 winner of NBC's The Voice. And one of those artists joins us on the line right now to talk about the tour. We say good morning to Amy Grant. So glad to have you join us for a few minutes.
Well, thank you, John. Me too.
You know, you were one of the artists who was with WJTL from the very beginning, I believe, at our very first countdown. The number one song was Angels by Amy Grant. That was our very first countdown ever back in 1984.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You're definitely one of the enduring artists over the years. You and Michael W. and Jordan, you got together recently at a Broncos-Patriots football game. You got it all started with the national anthem. Was that officially the kickoff of your tour together?
That was, yes. That was the night after our first show. So it was really, you know, we have to really kind of launch the season early. But it's just been amazing. And the show in Hershey will be the last night of the tour. So it's just it's a beautiful evening. Lots of great music, gorgeous symphony. And, yeah, wish we'd brought the Broncos better luck, but.
was that a cold night when you were singing there?
It wasn't bad. I mean, it got a lot colder, you know, but it was Veterans Day weekend, and oh my goodness, all the branches of the military were represented, and they had the parachute, whatever you call them, troopers
yep.
come in.
Mm-hmm.
It was really exhilarating.
All the pageantry.
Yes.
Well, when you come to Hershey, you'll not necessarily be surrounded by football fans, but you will receive a captive audience, and you'll be accompanied by the Hershey Symphony Orchestra. They should be a really good complement to your tour. What are some of the highlights of the concert tour for you personally?
I just love the multi-generational audience, you know. Mm. I feel like people are always looking for what's that thing we can do as a family that's engaging to everybody. You know, I know being a wife and a mom, and we have a blended family of 5 kids, and Vince's older daughter has a baby and one on the way. And when we can come together with music, it's like, I don't know, it's a great way to spend time together and feel like we've shared an amazing holiday experience. So that's kind of what we're trying to do, or what we are doing, is to just create an evening with fun and laughter and sentiment, and the clear message of the good news, and just invite everybody to come.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great concert for a place like the Giant Center, which is a big arena. You're going to need some stage space if you're going to have a symphony orchestra with you. How's this going to work? Are you and Michael and Jordan each going to take your turn on the stage, or will you all be on the stage at the same time, some kind of combination? How's that going to work?
Michael and I are together on stage the whole night, and then we invite Jordan to come out, some in the first half and some in the second half. So he is funny, and it's been such a great combination. We did this tour last year with Jordan, so we've morphed the set list a little bit, and but it's just a lovely evening with all kinds of dynamics, from gigantic, enormous. I've never heard a voice like Jordan Smith's. It is flawless and so compelling, you know, all the way down to, you know, every night Michael sits at the piano at least for a few minutes and just makes up whatever he feels like making up. So it's lovely.
I'm speaking with Amy Grant. The tour with Michael W. Smith and Jordan Smith headed this way Sunday, December 17th, at the Giant Center in Hershey. Tickets available at 717-459-3701. Or you can click the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Amy, you've known Michael a long, long time. I'm curious to know, what were the circumstances when you first met, and how did your friendship come to grow over the years?
I first met Michael when I was in college, and he had moved to Nashville from Canova, West Virginia, and I had transferred from a out-of-state school back to Vanderbilt. And I knew some people that kind of were hanging out at the publishing company where he worked, which was walking distance from Vanderbilt. And I met him at Paragon Publishing. And I just remember thinking, man, this guy has so much energy. He was just, you know, he'd sit down and play something and jump up and run around. And and then through the years of touring, I mean, I was still in college the first time we toured together. And then just off and on, we've made records together, written songs together, gone on the road together. And, yeah, he's just a dear friend. He married a friend of mine from high school. So, yeah, it's lovely to have a friendship that lasts for a lifetime.
I remember the first time I heard the song Friends. I was in college at the time, and I recall your voice appearing on that song. At the time you recorded that, did you have a sense just how significant that song would become to so many people?
Well, I knew it was significant to the circle of us that were friends in Nashville, because Michael and Debbie wrote it for Bill and Carol Jackson, friends of ours in Nashville, who were leaving, moving, and going to do some exciting overseas work. Carol had been a college roommate of my sister. And so, you know, even like just where that song came from, it was such a tender place for all of us that knew that family. But, yeah, we will sing a little bit of that song in Hershey. And it's just amazing. You know, I get messages back from people, especially friends that I've known for a long time, and they say, oh, my goodness, I brought friends from work, and that was their camp song. And our guest was like recording it, making a video, and sending it to friends of hers from camp that she hasn't seen for 20 years. I mean, music is a powerful connector, you know, and it's less about the artist and more about the memories that the listener has in their own life and how those memories with people they love.
Really resonates with a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
As for Jordan Smith, he was the winner of season 9 in NBC's The Voice. I'm curious, did you follow his progress when he was a contestant?
No, in fact, so we toured together last year.
Yeah.
I am a little embarrassed to say, I mean, I didn't see him on TV. I'm not embarrassed about that because I don't really watch TV, but I don't even think I had the facts down. I just knew, I had no idea what he looked like. I'd never heard his voice, and at rehearsal, in some guy, you know, for all I knew, he was a stagehand, you know, because we're just in a working, you know, rehearsal hall. Everything is being done, production, setup, monitors, you know, we're just all in a very functional space. And this guy walks up and starts singing, and it was jaw-dropping. It was just jaw-dropping, and yeah, you just can't help but just be amazed at his gift, and he is so relaxed.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking in a dressing room this last week about artistry and creativity, and really what makes people want to listen. You don't really know it, but it has something to do with risk. There has to be some kind of risk. It sounds weird, but it's the same thing that makes people slow down by a wreck. They're going, what? I'm going to see something. I don't know what it is. And that sense of risk can happen, you know, for someone going for that high note, for somebody that has a more vulnerable sort of voice that every note feels like it's a reach. The risk can come from what the subject material is. It can come from the delivery. But Jordan and I were talking, and I said it must be challenging for you because it is never a risk for you when you open your mouth.
Wow.
And he said, no, it's not. And he said, I've been in the studio before, and the producer will say, can you, like, put some gravel in your voice and kind of, you know, whimper, you know, and he said, I can't. Mm-hmm. It just comes out effortlessly. And he said, so my risk is in what I sing. And as he's writing for a new record, he said, my risk is how much of my own life struggle do I show? And I loved that, you know. I mean, he's a kid. He's in his early 20s, and he's funny and just such a great human being in an unlikely package for artists in our culture. And I love that about him.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're going to be surrounded by Smiths on the tour. You know, that's not too hard to do because Smith is like the most common name in the United States. So Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Jordan Smith at the Giants Center in Hershey, Sunday, December 17th. Starting time will be 7. And again, the number for details, 717-459-3701, or click the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Amy, it's a delight to talk with you. One more question I would like to ask you, and that is, you know, one of your enduring Christmas favorites is Breath of Heaven. Wondering if you could recall how that song came to be recorded and what that song means for you.
I still remember the night that I recorded that song. We'd had a family dinner, and I invited two people that had been at that dinner. They were actually my sisters-in-law, and they came back to the studio with me, and I said, I want to be telling the story as I sing it. And the song was originally written with a different lyric by Chris Eaton, and I asked him if I could rewrite the song from Mary's vantage point, like right before Jesus was born. And he said yes. And so we got to the studio that night, and I recorded it just to Shane Keister, I believe, was playing piano, and I was singing in the vocal booth. Brown Bannister was producing. We lit candles all over the studio. Mm. And it was basically just one sung time, just a live performance. And then we added things afterwards. So, but always, you know, a song is meant to be shared. And so I love telling that story every night when I get on stage through the song.
All right. Here is Amy Grant, Breath of Heaven. Pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.